Ann Patterson is an assistant state attorney in Florida's 1st Judicial Circuit, having been in that position since 2004 and housed at Gulf Coast Kids House in Pensacola. She tells aspiring prosecutors that it takes a certain kind of personality to handle child abuse cases, including the ability to place a check on your emotions.
You have to process what you're seeing and what's happening in a certain way, that you concentrate on the resolution and stopping a bad thing from happening and holding those that are doing these bad things responsible.
Criminal cases involving children are, for the most part, the same as those involving adults. Both types rest on the shoulders of the alleged victim. Patterson says the rules of criminal procedure do not provide special applications to kids regarding proof of crime against someone presumed innocent until proved guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
The child has to go to the same courtroom, sit in the same witness stand, cross-examined by the same attorneys who deal with adult cases. It can be very difficult for a child, and they have to be prepared for it and understand what's going on. And that's why these cases are extremely challenging to take to trial and to proceed through the entire criminal process.
The first step in preparing a young victim for their time in court is to make sure the child understands what Patterson calls the moral obligation to tell the truth. Kids are pretty bright, she says, so that's usually not a problem.
Children know the difference between the truth and a lie at a very young age, and they can indicate that they understand their obligation to tell only what really happened to them. And we do have a little miniature courtroom model here at Kids House that we can show the children, give them kind of an idea of what to expect when they go to court.
Under Florida law, there are certain circumstances where a child can testify via closed-circuit television if it's shown he or she would suffer severe emotional distress by testifying in open court.
We have done that on occasion, but the problem is, in order to prove that, it requires a child to undergo psychological testing. It is kind of a high burden for that to happen. But if the children are treated in a supportive way through the process, then they are much more able to testify in court.
That's part of the assistance that child victims receive over the duration of the case through a number of support groups such as Gulf Coast Kids House.
They're still nervous, they're still afraid, but because of the existence of a child advocacy center, they have been dealing with professionals that can reassure to them and their family what is going to happen when they go to court. And our experience has been that most of the children are able to testify competently in court about what happened to them.
As with virtually any other criminal case, negotiated pleas, commonly known as plea bargains, are possible in child abuse cases. Patterson says the outcome may be arranged and then left up to the court to determine the sentence, or the two sides come up with a sentencing proposal, which the court then either accepts or rejects.
The parties conduct discovery. The evidence is then known to both sides, and what the law is applied to the evidence. If the defense is interested, the state will extend, in most cases, an offer to negotiate a plea and a sentence.
Some of the red flags of suspected child abuse can be unexplained. Injuries, changes in behavior, eating and sleeping habits, a fear of going home, and changes in school attendance and performance, among others. More information is available at GulfCoastKidsHouse.org, also at CDC.gov and ChildWelfare.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.